Starting Bez Hashem, Hilchos Basa B'Cholov, Shir 20, Simen Tzadik Beis, Sifches. Sifches discusses Zeya, the steam of food. What din does the steam of food have? So the source of this sif is a Tshuvas HaRosh, that the Rosh learns from a Mishnah in Machshirin. The Mishnah says, Merchatz Tameya, Zeyasa Tameya. The water of a bathhouse, that's Tameh. The steam that rises from the bath is also tamei. So the Rosh learns that the zeya, the steam that comes out of something, has the same din as the thing it comes from. So let's see the mechaber. The mechaber says, "Machbas shel cholov shenasnu bekira tachas kadeira shel basar." If you placed a pan of milk in a stove underneath a pot of meat, in the olden days the stove was like a box, and on the bottom of the box you put the coals, and on the top of the box there was a hole where you rested the pot. So if you put the pan of milk inside the box, inside the stove, on top of the coals, and the steam of the milk rose up and hit the pot of meat on top, Hazeya oila v'nivla b'kadera v'israsa, the steam will go up and get absorbed into the pot and aser it. So Ramos says, im hoya cholav b'machvas, if there was milk in the pan. But water won't answer, even if the pan is a milchik pan. This is because of not by not, like we'll learn in Siman Tzedek Hei. So the Ramah says, "Ubeinon shishim betavshil shabegdeiro neged hacholav shabamachvas." We need 60 in the food of the pot against the milk in the pan below it. So the Rosh says we need 60 times 60. That's because it goes like the Maharami Gutenberg, that the blios go into the pot, become an avela. And now we need 60 against that. But Rama holds that since it's falling on the bottom, which is against the rotav, so therefore all we need is 60 against the milk in the machmas. So the Rama continues, V'chol ze mayri shaham machmas megulo. We're talking where the pan was uncovered. V'azeya oila min hamaychal atzmoy. And the steam goes from the food itself, L'gadeiro she'aleha, into the pan on top of it. The gam mayri shu bekorav kolkach shayyatza letus b'zeya, v'mokam shenageh b'kadeira. It also has to be talking about that the zeya has the heat of yatza letus bo, when it touches the pot, which is the heat of the hand retracts, which is between 104 and 113 degrees Fahrenheit. Havim ein hayatza letus b'zeya, but if the steam does not have the heat of yatza letus, hakol shari, everything's mutter. And therefore, you can hang meat to dry above pots of milk. And we do not worry about the steam that rises and hits the meat, since it's not yet a lettuce ball by the time it hits the meat. And also, if the pan is covered, everything's mutter. Because it would have the same din of two pots touching, then oisun ze es ze benegia kol shekhen bezeya, and they won't answer each other if they're touching. Kol shekhen if the isu is only zeya. The Mefarshim over here explain that the Ramah is talking about a case that even if the pan touches the pot on top of it, so he's saying it's mutter since it's covered. So since two pots that touch are mutter, so over here certainly, since it's only the cover of the machbas touching the bottom of the pot, and the cover of the machbas is only also because of zeya, so therefore certainly in this case it will be mutter. Miru lechatchila yesh li zoya b'chol ze. But Ramah says lechatchila we should be zoya not to have the two pots touch. So that's the Ramah. So now, first thing we have to discuss is what's the din of the milk in the machbas. If the machbas was not covered and zeya went up and asked the pot of meat, do we say that the machbas, the pan on bottom of milk, is also asur? So the Dagum of Bobo says that it's asur. And the Mishnah Zohar says a little bit more clearly, he says that if the zeya falls into the machbas will be asur. So you see the problem is, the zeya that goes up and hits the pot of the meat and condenses and absorbs taste of the pot of meat and then falls back into the milk, and therefore will asur it. Now another point is, in which cases do we have to worry about zeya? So the Piskei Tshuva brings from the Primi Gadim that only by the steam of liquid do we give it the din of liquid. But by the steam of food that liquefied, for example, fats of the meat, in such a case we do not give it the din of the food itself, and therefore it won't aser. Lamaisa, he says, Efshir Yesh Lahater. So we see that it's only possibly mutter. We see that it's not clear that it's mutter. So, if Moshe Feinstein, and with Moshe, in Yeridea Chelik Aleph Simon Mem, says that if it is liquid, even if it's the liquid of food, we have to be machmer. But by a dry food, we can be matter, unless we see the dezeya. So therefore, by a challah, if it's cooked in a fleshy oven, and the oven is clean, it can be eaten with milk. One more point is yatzo lettuce. What happens if we don't know if it's yatzo lettuce? So Kivyega brings a bach that says if it's a suffix, it could be makel. But the Maisi says that it's only if there's a place for the steam to spread out. But if it's an enclosed area, like our ovens, by a suffix we have to be machmer, and it would be aser. Also, another point from Moshe says that even if an oven has a small vent, it's not called open, and it's considered closed. One more point. We wrote in the share about ovens that by dry food, it won't make it milchix or fleshix. The exception to this rule is microwave ovens. Microwave ovens, the way it works is the first thing to heat up is the liquid in the food. So we have to presume that all foods give off zeya. Even a dry food, even a piece of bread or a potato, if you put a napkin over a piece of bread, you'll see that there's moisture coming out of the bread. So therefore, if you want to heat up a piece of bread in your fleshic microwave oven to eat with cheese, you should cover it when you warm it up. Covering it means just putting a plate over it, which is enough, because then even if some zeya hits the top and drops down, it will only hit the plate, and therefore the bread would not absorb the bleios. If you want to use your microwave for both milchus and fleshic, then one of them has to be closed airtight, which practically can only be used for warming up. Otherwise, usually the bag would burst. But you could, for warming up, let's say warm up something milchix in your fleshic microwave, if you wrap it up airtight, and some say you have to double wrap it, certainly if you double wrap it, you can put it in the microwave of the other min. But lightly covering will only help to keep something parv. But if I would lightly cover something milchix, the steam would escape and go into the microwave, and next time I cook fleshik, the bleus would go into the fleshik food. So therefore, if I want to cook milchik in a fleshik microwave, I have to wrap it airtight. So now let's see siftes. The Mechaber says, Ner shel chaleb osoy kaner shel sha'ava, a candle of forbidden fats of the animal, which is made like a wax candle, which is hard, shenotaf mimenu tipa al kli, and a drop of the wax, of the fat, dropped on a utensil. And so, all you need to do is scrape off the kli with a drop of chelev fell. Aval chelev mehuta cham, but if it's liquid fat, which is hot, shenafel memeno tipa kli, and a drop of that fell onto a kli, so hagola, you have to do hagola on the kli. So obviously there's a difference between a drop from a candle and a drop from a melted candle. Anyone who's ever had a drop of candle fall on them, you know that it's not terribly hot. As opposed to a drop from an oil candle or a melted wax candle, the candles that melt in the cup, those drops are much hotter. But the question is, even if it's much hotter, should it have a din of iwash nifsakaki luach, something that's poured from a hot pot and the flow is broken, so we say it only answers a klipa. So over here, why do we have to do hagala? Why can't we just take off a klipa? So the Taz and Shach explained that over here, since it's hot from the fire itself, the fire is burning right next to it, it's much hotter, and therefore it answers, and we need to do hagala. So now let's see the din of whether I can do hagala to Eroi by drawing the water out of a klipa rishon. So let's see the Taz. The Taz is a little bit into Sifkotin Lamed, where it starts Kosev B'Maharil. And the Mechon is the second wide line. Let's see inside. The Taz says, Kosev B'Maharil, Hilchas Pesach, V'zeh L'Shoinei. The Maharil says, V'Hamagil Al Yidei Iroi, one who is doing Hagolah through Iroi, in a place where Iroi helps. For example, something that became Asur through Iroi, you can do Iroi to kasher it. So when I'm doing a Hagolah through Iroi, Sheshefech havoischen al hakli lahagiloi, when you're pouring from the kli to do hagola, for example, those that kasher their countertops of Pesach, so you pour on hot water, that's hagola through iroi. Yizoyer sheyashpoich hamayim havoischen dafka min hakli shebishloboy. You have to pour it only from the kli that the water was cooked in. Vehu hanikra kli rishon, which is called a kli rishon. The pot that the water was cooked in is called a kli rishon. Ba'al yishev min hakli shebay havoischen, the kli acher, but you should not draw from that kli rishon with a different kli. Ve'la'aris mimenu lahagil, and pour on to the place that you're doing hagala to. Mishum de kli sheshoyev imoy hu kli sheni, because the kli that you're drawing from the pot on the fire is a kli sheni. Ve'nizbatol boy bishul havoischen terem shemagilim, and the water in that kli will lose the heat before you're able to do hagala. So therefore you have to use the kli itself that was on the fire, and straight from that kli pour onto the place that you're doing hagala. Och in however, im shoyah has a kli sheshoyev imoy toich hakli shemavashlam bo havoischen, if you leave the kli that you want to do hagala with, you leave it in this kli that the water is cooking, u'ba'idhu sham, and while it's still in the kli, malin ha'mayim u'sichos, while this kli that you're drawing out the water is in the kli on the fire, the water is bubbling, miskri gamhu kli rishon, this kli will also be called a kli rishon. Ad kan l'shoyne. That's the words of the Maharil. In short, that the only way you can draw water out of this pot on the fire is if you left it in the pot while the water was boiling. So the test says, midvarim elu mashma, from here it seems, she'im shoyev mikli rishon, that if you draw water out of a kli rishon, v'hoitzi roischin, and you take it out when it's hot, mikri achokach kli sheni, once it's removed from the kli rishon, it's already called a kli sheni. V'yesh b'din kli sheni, and it has a din of a kli sheni. V'temhati mo'id al zeh, I wonder about this. When it's inside the kli rishon, this kli, let's say a ladle that you stuck into the kli rishon, has a din of a kli rishon. From the fact that you can do hagola in a kli rishon, we see that it takes out tastes that are absorbed in the kli when it's in the kli rishon. So you see that it has a din of a kli rishon because the tastes are removed from the kli. That if I stick in a spoon that's aser into a pot, the oyser, that the spoon will aser the pot, taketh right away. I feel we might see it taketh my menu, even if I remove it right away. So we see that when it's inside the kli, it has a din of a kli rishon, because the spoon can aser the food inside the pot. So how can we say now that when I remove the kli, this ladle, that it becomes a kli sheni? Kiven sheba'al lav shem kli rishon, since it's already called a kli rishon, min nasan le'achokach shem acher, who gave it afterwards a different name? Ba'aloi kli rishon shmaya lav, it has the din of the name of a kli rishon, af im neko meha'esh, just like the pot itself, if I take a pot and cook something in it, and I remove it from the fire, and then I put something into this pot is still called a kli rishon. So therefore, what din nami zeh sheneka meharoischen shebaseh kli rishon? The same din should be the ladle that I'd removed that had a din of a kli rishon when it was inside. When I remove it, it should still have a din of a kli rishon. So why, according to the Maharil, does it have a din of a kli sheni if I removed it from the kli rishon? That's question number one. The su, so the test asks another question. The im shohok shom ksas, if I left it in a little bit, the Maharil agrees that the utensil that's placed inside has a din of a kli rishon. Who can tell us how long it has to wait inside the kli rishon in order for it to have a name of a kli rishon? similar to what the Torah writes in Hilchos Pesach, Kosav Rif, Mashi Lamani Begoy Yoyra, you have to leave the utensil in the pot to do a gola, Ad the Poltoy, until it draws out all the blios. Because of Avi Ezri, Miyodei L'Shayr, and Avi Ezri asks on this, how do you know how long to leave it in? So, just like over there, he asks that if it has to be left there a certain amount of time, that can't be the din, because we don't know how long to leave it in. So over here too, according to the Maril, that it has to be left into the Kli Rishon a certain amount of time. How do we know how long this is? Achanami Neima, Kach, Miyodei L'Shayr, Shir HaShir B'zeh. How do we know how long to leave it there? So, this question, perhaps we can answer very simply, that the Maril says you have to leave it in there until the pot is boiling. That if the kli that I'm drawing out the water from is left inside when the pot is bubbling, that then this kli has a din of kli rishon. So we have a way to estimate. So therefore, there's not really a comparison to the case in Hilchos Pesach. Ve'od raya, and then a third proof to the Taz, that anything placed into a kli rishon immediately has a din of kli rishon, and not like the Maril says that I have to leave it there a certain amount of time. In Perek Kiva, from the third parak in Shabbos, the Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, Nechnasti Acha Rebbe Lemerchatz B'Shabbos. Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi said, I went after Rebbe to the bathhouse on Shabbos, and he had some oil that he wanted to warm up. But Omar Lee, he told me, Tul B'Kli Sheni, take water with a Kli Sheni. In order that there shouldn't be so much heat in the kli, and it won't cook the oil, and you won't have a problem with cooking on Shabbos. So from this Gemara we learn that a kli sheni does not cook on Shabbos, except in certain circumstances. So what do we see? That he told him, take with a kli sheni. So what does this mean, to take with a kli sheni? V'ein litos v'loimer d'hochi ka'omar, shebe kli sheni yishoyv min hambati. Don't make a mistake that he meant to tell him that you should take with another kli from the bathhouse, shehu kli rishon, which is a kli rishon, benimsas lomad shebekli sheshoyev hu kli sheni. And we'll see from here that the kli that you draw from is a kli sheni. You can make this mistake not like what the Taz is saying till now, and you'll see that what, like the Maril, that if I remove water from a kli rishon, this kli has a din of a kli sheni. Ze'enoi, this cannot be. If that's what he meant, he should have said simply, toil the kli, take it with the kli, retain, and put the oil in this kli. So why did he say, take with the kli sheni? What does he mean to add with that? So therefore, it's not what he means. He means, like we'll see later, that you have to take with the kli and put it in something else. Take the water with the kli and put the water in a kli sheni. The itifarish, the masha omar b'kli sheni, koi al tul. Because if what you want to say, that when he says take with a kli sheni, it means on the kli that he's drawing the water with, the hainu should be eis netila, ye kli sheni, that when you take the water, it should be a kli sheni, havadai ein shayach loimukain. You cannot say this. The b'shas netila min ha'roiskan have a kli rishon. Because certainly when I'm taking the water itself, when I'm putting this kli in the kli rishon, in the bathhouse, it has a kli rishon. Shrei b'seichahu, because it's inside the kli. So you can't mean that it should be a kli sheni, because when I'm taking it, when I'm putting the kli in the kli rishon, it has a din of a kli rishon. But gam ken ein loimer, and you also should not say sheyehei kli sheni achar sheyotzei min ha'mayim, that it should be a kli sheni once I remove it from the water. The hatul b'kli sheni komar, because he says take it with a kli sheni. Shema mina shebeis netila amaloi, when you take in the water, it should be a kli sheni. V'loy al how it saw shacharveha, and he does not mean that it should be kli sheni after it's removed from the kli rishon. V'sud the kashayitzia, when I remove it from the kli rishon, mi sam alav shem kli sheni, who put it and placed in it and the name of a kli sheni. Da'atu kli kol kli rishon achas shiskar yel of shem kli sheni, is every kli rishon after it cools off have the din of a kli sheni? No, we know that every kli rishon, so long as it's in the original kli that was cooked, has the din of a kli rishon. So therefore, this kli, if I'm drawing it out of the bathhouse, and it has a din of a kli rishon when it's in the water, it will also have a din of kli rishon when I remove it. V'su, and furthermore, that Tosfos kasvu hasam, Tosfos says over there in Shabbos, the ikra achilak shebein kli rishon l'kli sheni, the difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni, who, the kli sheni miskara machmas she'ein defnei se'achamen. A kli sheni cools off because its walls are not hot. And this kli that I drew the water out of, its walls are certainly hot. Because I heated it up when it was in the kli rishon. That this is what Rabbi meant. Tul min hamayim ba'ez dover. Take it out of the water with something. Take it out of the bathhouse. V'teneo likli sheni. And put it in a kli sheni. Da'henu she'ara oisei likli sheni. And it should pour this water in a kli sheni. Kol kli sheni sheva talmud. Like every kli sheni in the Gemara. That the kli sheni is something that poured from a kli rishon into. So he meant to pour it into a kli sheni. And then put the oil into that kli. V'teida. The im hayu kam nebusa. Bahai kli rishon. Shenasa achakach sheni. Was if he wanted to say a chiddush that this kli rishon that I drew it out of the kli, out of the bathhouse at the din of a kli sheni, after I remove it, he should have said this more specifically. He should have said this chiddush. Instead of teaching us in that Gemara that a kli sheni doesn't cook, he should have said even a bigger chiddush. That even a kli rishon can turn into a kli sheni. When he brings his din, he says that if it has the heat of a kli sheni, you can put it inside it. And it doesn't say that you could also draw out the water from a kli rishon and still has the din of a kli sheni. Even so, you can put something inside it. So we see that the kli that you draw it out of a kli rishon has a din of a kli rishon, not a kli sheni, because otherwise he would tell us that even such a kli has a din of a kli sheni. You see that that's not the din. Rather, what Rabbi meant is to take out water from the bathhouse, put it into another kli, in a kli sheni, and in that kli you should put the oil in. But not that I could put the oil into the kli that I used to remove the water from the bathhouse, because that kli, according to the Taz, has a din of a kli rishon. As we have this explicit raya from the Aguda, he says a fly that you found in a plate, in a bowl, mutter, the bowl is mutter, the avi suffik sveka, you have two svekas, shema beklisheni nafla, maybe this fly fell into the klisheni, and the klisheni is not mafla to mafliya, will not answer, according to many Rishonim. Vim tim salemi b'kli Rishon, and even if it fell into it, the kli Rishon, shema k'shoy tziyai has zvuv, v'hayna b'kaf, hayashishim b'kaf. Maybe when I removed it, with a spoon, there was 60 in the spoon against the fly. So you see, that he has to say, that there's 60 in the spoon against the fly. But if there's not 60 in the spoon, it would answer. So we see that the spoon has a din of a kli Rishon. V'chayna inin atois beitza t'meya, because the same thing we find by removing a tummy egg with a spoon. Same thing we find in the Torah. We see that you need 60 in the soup, in the spoon, against the fly. So we see that it's called a kli rishon. Even though I removed the spoon from the pot, so long as it's in the pot, there won't be an iser from the fly, because in the pot is certainly shishim. Rather, after I take it out with the spoon, maybe in the spoon there's no 60, and I'll answer it. And therefore he says, maybe there was 60, and therefore it's a suffix, and we have two svekas, and it's mutter. We see that the spoon is still called a kli rishon, even though it's removed, because if it would not be called a kli rishon, I would not need 60 in the spoon. We see this also in the Ramah that says that if there's a little bit of food with the iser in the spoon and I would put it back in the pot, so I need 60 against this little bit of food, because it becomes a chanan in the spoon. So we see that the spoon has a din of a klivishon, but even if they're taken out of the pot, and it answers the soup until 60. So we see from the case of the zvuv of the fly that the spoon has a din of a kli rishon even after it's removed. Simon Kufay Gimel. We see in the Tumas Edition, Ve'inin Shebalua Besecha Kaf Yehnasa Nevela. When he's talking about the blios inside the spoon becoming a nevela, that after I remove the spoon from the hot water, all the blios in the walls of the spoon are called a klisheni, and they don't absorb and give off blios. And certainly, according to the reason that an isa balua won't ha'asu heta balua, that there's no chanan by balua in a kli. That it won't answer. Akan l'shayne. So what do we see from the Tumas Edeshen? That after I move the spoon, it's called a klisheni. So this is not like the Taz is saying till now. He says, Nira the lekosh imidim, he said, it's not a question from here. Amasha kasafta, and what I wrote. The ha'asam might see kaf reikon me'akadewa. Because over there, I took out the spoon empty from the pot. Ve'en sham ela masha balua boy. And all there is in the spoon is what's absorbed in the walls, in the metal of the spoon. When it's empty, we say it's not so hot to absorb and give off blios. What's absorbed inside the walls of the spoon. But since it's empty, that's different. And even a kli rishon that I removed from the fire, and I emptied what was inside it, you can say the same thing. That what? That as soon as I remove the food, it has, no longer has a din of a kli rishon. Masha enken bein yesh adayin b'soicher haroitev ayatav shal ha-reseach. However, if there is food in the spoon or in the pot, v'adehavi alakaf shem kli rishon mamish k'may alakadeva, the spoon will have a din of a kli rishon just like the pot, so long as there's still food or rotav in the spoon. Elav kein v'adein svor lo imed etrumas adeshin yechalek misvor ba'alma. Because if not for this difference between an empty and a full, there's no reason why the Tumas Edeshen should argue on all the Rishonim that we said before. So far the Taz is coming out that the spoon removed from a Kli Rishon has a din of a Kli Rishon, except if it's empty. Rabbi says, Shuv Isi B'Toisvis Perak Ein Ma'amidim Daplamet Gimel Dibir Maschol Kinsa. The Toisvis and Abud Zora and Gimel Mibbez Divim Aschukinsa says as follows: Zel Shaynai, V'ri Yehoya Oimer Ki Mitzvah Min Hamuvcha LaHagel Kol Neser Levad. The mitzvah is to do Hagala on any kli that a Hagala can be done to it. Kli Neser is opposed to Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres you cannot do Hagala. Kli Neser is any kli that I could do Hagala on. So I should do it by itself. V'lizrik Aleha Ma'oisei Kli Atzmai Shehu Vaseach Al Ha'or, and you have to pour on it from the pot that's on the fire, but die bekach, not enough. Ahopisha kapaska visicha kushamabir menor, even though the heat is lessened when I remove it from the fire, when I pour it over it. Vyesh masimim ta'iro, besoich machbats al ha'esh, and some people put a bowl or a ladle into a pan on the fire, atcho visicha oila techa kaiva, until it's hot inside this ladle. And then they take this ladle and pour it onto the thing that needs to be done to it. And in this reason, supak is in doubt in zemoyel kaklivishon amlap, if this helps like a klivishon or not. And he says you should be machmer, but also lahagol behen, and you cannot be magol with this ladle that I had in the pan on the fire. The choshev kaklisheni, because it could, perhaps it's like a klisheni, only in the maligas tanagoyles. But Malika's Tanagelis, you cannot pour hot water on a Tanagel before Malika's done to it, like we learned in Hilchos Malika. Nami Aser, it's also Aser, the Choshev, like a Kli Rishon, because perhaps it's like a Kli Rishon. So you see that he is in doubt whether this Kli has a din of a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni. So this is not like what the Taz said until now. So we see the Taz is in doubt whether I can do Hagala with something with water drawn from a kli rishon. Behelo l'chumah, and he paskens l'chumah. El dahavash sham kasav, the rush writes over there in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, v'shem ri, the havik kli rishon. The rush holds that a ladle does have a din of a kli rishon, kiven she'etziyam in ha'yerah merusach, since I took it off the pot when it was hot. V'chein kasav ator b'yerodeh simen kuf lamed hei, v'shem ri, that's also how the Torah says, v'mkein tzor chlemet, the gisa acheres hoi lahem the Tesis. You'll have to say that they had a different gifts than Tesis, because the Torah and the Rosh say in the name of the Ri that you could do it, and Tesis says in the, that the Ri was in Supak. So it must be that they had a different gifts, a different way to read the words of the Ri. Medivir Amor Peagoyis Maimini Barachayim Simen Tofna Aleph Mashma Shepasak L'Chomo. From the Amor, it sounds like it's Machmer that you cannot use this ladle to do Hakara. Do they have a Klevishon? It's not like a Klevishon. The cost of Shom V'Ya'ara Aleihem Loiskan Miklevishon, because it says you have to pour it from the Klevishon, but you cannot use a ladle. Alkein Nevar LaHachmer Kedivir Tosfos. So therefore, the task concludes, even though we had all these proofs that something drawn from a Klevishon has a din of a Klevishon, still one should be machmer like Tesis and not use a ladle to do Hagala through Iwai.